Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Rosie, R-O-S-Y, Contreras, C-O-N-T-R-E-R-E-S. The examinee was accompanied to the evaluation by her daughter named Elizabeth to help with her paperwork and translation. Period. According to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion, Rosie Contreras is a 48-year-old male who alleges repetitive hand movements on a daily basis cause injuries to her fingers, wrist, elbow, and shoulder. Period. She was diagnosed with carpal tunnel syndrome in 2021. Period. She was diagnosed with that disorder and arthritis. Period. She underwent surgery and completed a course of active treatment on 4/1/22. Period. In paragraph, per her claim petition, Ms. Contreras alleges repetitive use of her hands from 9/1/15 to the present caused bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Her treatment records show she was seen at Concentral on 8/25/21, stating she had carpal tunnel from repetitive work in both hands. Period. And underline this, this is certainly peculiar that she would come in self-diagnosing. Period. She did convey she had seen a hand specialist who told her she had arthritis. Period. He gave her medicine that did not help her. But the second hand doctor told her she has four problems, which she is here to address. Period. She brings no documentation with her. Period. She complains of 6 months of cramping in the right upper extremity from the hand to the shoulder. Period. Her fourth and fifth fingers feel strange. Period. She underwent x-rays that showed no significant findings. Period. She was diagnosed with a neck muscle strain and was begun on muscle relaxants. Period. Her x-rays were of the cervical spine. Period. The petitioner, quote, demanding to repeat the tests she had outside of workers' compensation today. Period. End quote. She was advised to follow up with her adjuster for this. Period. She returned on 8/26/21 for a recheck. Period. She had been working full duty. Period. Symptoms were unchanged. Period. Was documented that she had, quote, no known injury. Period. End quote. And underline this, it is unclear why she followed up in only one day. Period. She then was referred for a course of physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. She was seen by hand specialist Dr. Lipschultz beginning 12/7/21. Period. This was actually after her surgery, first surgery. Period. He performed left carpal tunnel release on 12/1/21. Period. Right carpal tunnel release was done on 10/20/21. Period. Her progress was monitored by Dr. Lipschultz through 5/12/22. Period. She was cleared for regular duty and discharged from care at maximum medical improvement. Period. At the prior next to last visit of 4/25/22, he wrote she had undergone bilateral carpal tunnel releases and had done well. Period. She does have residual hand pain. Period. It is really localized around the carpal metacarpal joints of her thumbs. Period. She has a positive CMC grind test. period, it is not clear that the diagnosis of CMC arthritis is related to this work injury. Period, her original injury date was 8/18/21, and he evaluated her on 10/5/21. Period. He already recommended she try Voltaren gel. Period, they would consider updated x-rays and cortisone injections in a couple of weeks if this was authorized. Period. And put this back in the Concentra summary. On 10/5/21, she was seen by Dr. Lipschultz at Concentra. Period. She reported working as a stocker for CVS for 5 years. Period. She worked 6 days a week, 10 hours per day. Period. She constantly has to cut open boxes, taking out material and placing it on shelves. Period. She had treated under her primary health insurance with Dr. Garberman, who is an orthopedic hand surgeon. Period. He had her undergo electrodiagnostic testing that showed carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. He injected the right carpal tunnel without benefit. Period. He had already discussed surgical release, but felt this was work-related. Period. The EMG was done by Dr. Tinkleman on 8/17/21. Period. It revealed severe right and moderate left carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. Plain x-rays of the cervical spine on 8/25/21 revealed no acute osseous changes, although there was loss of lordosis. Period. He also reviewed Dr. Garberman's notes. Period. He diagnosed bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, comma, right lateral epicondylitis, comma, cumulative trauma disorder, comma, hypertension, comma, left ring finger retinacular cyst, comma, and a right ring finger swan neck deformity. Period. Dr. Lipschultz opined her major problem was bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome that he felt was related to work activities. Period. He then recommended surgical intervention. Period. This was done as noted above. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed well-healed bilateral volar wrist scars consistent with carpal tunnel release. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. She had mild non-localizing tenderness about the dorsal aspect of the right hand, but there was none on the left. Hands, wrists, elbows, films maneuver on the right elicited paresthesias in the small ring and middle fingers, but was negative on the left. Period. She had positive tenils maneuvers of the right medial epicondyle, comma, lateral epicondyle, comma, and non-physiologically of the olecranon process, but this was not present on the left. Period. The rest of the upper extremities is normal, cervical normal. Her hand dynamometry demonstrated markedly limited volitional effort bilaterally. Period. In impressions, Rosie Contreras alleges an occupational injury from 9/1/15 through the present caused her to develop bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. She evidently sought treatment on her own and came to the hand surgical care of Dr. Garberman. Period. He rendered several diagnoses and performed a cortisone injection to the right wrist without relief. Period. She also indicated undergoing a second hand surgical specialist evaluation. Period. When presenting to Concentra, she demanded repeat tests that she had outside of the workers' compensation system. Period. She was initially treated with conservative measures. Period. She then was seen orthopedically by hand specialist Dr. Lipschultz. Period. He thought her main problem was bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. He performed carpal tunnel releases on 10/20/21 and 12/1/21. care she followed up with him postoperatively through 5/12/22 when she was released from care. Period. She was able to return to work regular duty and was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. The paragraph's current exam found she had full range of motion of the cervical spine, where there was no tenderness or palpable spasm. Period. Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. She had full range of motion of both upper extremities, including the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers. Period. There were healed carpal tunnel release scars, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. She had somewhat non-physiologic responses to Tinel's sign at the right olecranon process. Period. Phelan's maneuver on the right elicited paresthesias in the small ring and middle fingers, but were not corroborated by Tinel's maneuvers. Period. Both of these were negative on the left. Period. By jammer hand dynamometry, she demonstrated extremely limited volitional effort, as seen in the magnitude and distribution of her efforts. Period. New paragraph. There is 5% permanent partial disability referable to each hand. Period. This is for the orthopedic and neurologic residuals of carpal tunnel syndrome treated surgically. Period. And